Welcome to GFT, Galactic Figure Talk, a podcast about Star Wars and Star Wars action figure collecting.
Awesome, yeah!
The reason they're 3¾ inches tall is because the first mock-up figures that I made were Fisher-Price Adventure People.
I will freeze your body in carbonite forever, Han Solo!
Not so fast!
We finally launched 6-inch when I felt the time was right. We needed a new spark.
We started selling all of the action figures through the fan club, and our most successful was the Cantina Band. That was enormously one of the best-selling items we've ever sold through the fan club.
I used my nephew as a hand model on the Wampa box. He's the one with the little hand that's in there.
It's Kenner's new Star Wars action figures.
Now, welcome your host, Chris B.
Welcome to another episode of GFT, Galactic Figure Talk. My name is Chris B. I'm your host. And on this episode, I want to talk about the latest Star Wars action figure news from the past few weeks. I want to talk about the latest store reports as well. And I want to share some thoughts about Andor. So, let's talk about it. So, I've just gotten back from a trip to the Oregon coast. I even made it down into California from Seattle. So, it was a long drive, but it did give me the opportunity to stop at a few Target stores in three different states, and it was pretty fun to look around and see what's going on in other places, and not just the local stores around me. And I have to say, I didn't really find a whole lot of stuff. It was basically Black Series Saw Gerreras, Black Series Antok Merriks, and Galen Ursos. Not a whole lot, but every store that I went to had at least a few of them. And I also found a few Mayfeld and Cusker Reef figures from the Vintage Collection. But again, just leftover figures with, like, you know, one or two or so hanging on the pegs. Not a whole lot out there. So for the most part, the Star Wars section at Target looked very, very empty. And that was my experience going down from Washington State into Oregon and then into Northern California. But even though the stores looked fairly empty, online pre-orders are being fulfilled little by little. The latest one is by Entertainment Earth. They've started processing the whole wave for the Vintage Collection with the ARC Trooper Jesse in it, Din Djarin in Morak disguise, Figurine Dan from the Cantina Band is in this case, the 332nd Ahsoka's Clone Trooper together with the Mandalorian Super Commando Captain and the Mandalorian Death Watch Trooper. So that case is now being processed by Entertainment Earth, and it should be here by the end of the week, so it's pretty exciting to actually get new 3¾-inch figures again. But it's been a steady flow of things coming out. So we've seen the Retro Collection Obi-Wan Kenobi wave. We've seen the previous TVC wave also being out with Obi-Wan and Reva and all those figures. So there have been quite a few figures that have made it out lately. And add into that the latest wave of Black Series figures as well from Kenobi. And so there's a lot of stuff shipping now. And, you know, that's the thing with the pre-orders, you know. You pre-order stuff, but then you kind of don't expect everything to ship at the same time. But for some reason, that always seems to be the case now. So, yeah. So lots of stuff is shipping and lots of stuff is coming out. And I'm sure that we're just around the corner from more announcements with more pre-orders coming soon. And talking about new announcements, just this morning it was announced that Admiral Akbar from the Black Series line is going to be released single carded. Now the sculpt is identical to the one which they have already released in the Black Series line, but they changed up the paint application and they are mimicking the figure from 1983 from the original Kenner line. So It has less color on it. The skin has a more orangey tone to it. And they're also including the Kenna baton that came with the original figure in 83. That is an accessory which was not included with the single boxed Admiral Akbar figure. Now, the whole thing is going to be packaged in vintage style Return of the Jedi packaging. Now, in Europe, this figure is a convention exclusive. So I'm unclear as to what conventions this will be available at, but the first one is going to be on October 30th, which is the MCM Comic Con. And then it was mentioned that on November 2nd, this figure will be made available in all other markets. So not quite sure what that means, because does that mean it's a Hasbro Pulse exclusive in the United States? Kind of sounds like it to me. But we'll have to wait and see how that's all going to play out. But important is the date, November 2nd, and I think that the closer we get to it, we'll find out exactly where we will be able to spend our money. You know, being down on the Oregon coast, driving down there, the cell phone reception is really, really poor. So my time on the internet was very, very limited over this past week. And I guess that's a good thing when you're on vacation, right? But you also kind of feel pretty cut off at times. So for me, there was a lot of catching up to do when I got back home. And what was really surprising was the announcement that came out of Disney. Or, you know, they don't really announce things per se. They just drop things on their Shop Disney website for sale. And so right off the bat, when I came back, they had a surprise 3¾-inch droid with the B2 EMO droid, which is featured in the Andor trailer. Now, they also had R7 FNG, which is spelled out R7 Fang, which is this year's Halloween droid. They also had the 4-pack of Halloween droids available on their website. And there was another set specifically for the Kenobi TV series, which also features 4 droids. Now, that set has only been made available in Japan through the Shop Disney website. It hasn't been made available yet anywhere else, and we don't know when it's going to be made available. But that is a brilliant set. It includes Net B from the Obi-Wan Kenobi series, 1 Jack, which is the bounty hunter droid that was in the show. I has the R3-T2 Astromech droid together with the Viper probe droid. And that is just such a cool set. I'll definitely be picking this one up. Now, those are the figures which I would love to see in Hasbro's regular 3¾-inch line, but they are just not getting to those. And so I'm very happy that Disney is stepping up in that regards and making those available, even though they are Disney priced. You know, we don't have an official price yet, because it's only available in Japan. But when I do take the currency translator and put in the yen, it equals to about 47, 48 US dollars currently. And so that was a lot of droids, right? So coming back and checking to see what's new, and then there's B2 EMO from Andor. The Halloween droid was made available. Those 4 Halloween droid reissues were made available. And then there's this other set with these 4 Kenobi droids floating around out there in Japan. That was, you know, pretty interesting to see, because, again, it just all seems to happen at the same time. They're just dumping it on us, basically. And so that's what they are currently offering. So the B2 EMO droid from Andor has already sold out on the Shop Disney website. I've seen some pictures floating around on social media where people took pictures of them in the parks. So they are still available. If you are going to Disney, you should be able to score them there. And as far as what's next for the droid factory line at Disney, we know that there is a holiday droid coming with R6 Snow. And we know that there is a Sandcrawler advent calendar, which has 5 droids in it. That's also coming out this year still. Now, I expect those to be on sale on November 8, 2022, because that is when Disney kicks off their holiday season with Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. And they did the exact same thing for the Halloween release when they dropped all the Halloween merchandise. because that's when they had their not-so-scary Halloween party. And so on that particular day, all the merch also dropped, and I expect them to do the same thing for the Christmas season as well. So November 8th is a date that we have to keep in the back of our heads to see if they're going to release any new droids on that particular day. Now, next I want to talk about Gentle Giant's 12-inch Jumbo Star Wars action figure line. Entertainment Earth was kind enough to send me a free sample of the Grand Moff Tarkin action figure. And even though I own several of the Jumbo figures, I haven't purchased one in a very long time. And it was really refreshing to see how Gentle Giant handles the packaging for these, because you can actually take the figure off of the card and out of the blister and display it loose. But then if you want to, you can also put it back into the bubble and put it back onto the card as if nothing's ever been opened. And I found it refreshing because, you know, you get a 3¾-inch figure, you know, on a TVC card, and you rip the bobble off, right? I mean, that's what we all do. So it was interesting to be reminded just how Gentle Giant handles those in 12-inch. As far as Tarkin goes, it's 5 POA, just like the Retro Collection is, or like the Kenner figures were back in the days in the 70s and the 80s. Simplistic sculpting sensibilities here. So, of course, the figure does not look like Grand Moff Tarkin from A New Hope, but it is a loose interpretation, so to speak. He does come with a baton that you can kind of wedge into the hands, just kind of like you would do with an original Kenner figure. And it stands securely by itself without falling over, which is always a plus in my book. And it looks great on the shelf, so no complaints there. So overall, I'm very fond of this figure, and if you are into the Gentle Giant 12-inch Jumbo line, I recommend that you check out the link in the description to Entertainment Earth, because this Grand Moff Tarkin figure is an Entertainment Earth exclusive, so you can only get it at EE. Now, if you'd like to check out more images or look at the full write-up, I put it up on galacticfigures.com, so you can check that out as well. And once again, I want to say thank you to Entertainment Earth for providing the figure. So I wanted to share some thoughts about the Andor trailer that's come out a week ago, or more than a week. Has it been 2 weeks now at this point? It's been out for a little bit, but I really enjoy the Andor trailer. I love seeing the scale in it, going to multiple planets. It seems like they are ambitious when it comes to the storytelling. And I also heard that they didn't use stagecraft at all for this. So it was all shot on location, or in an actual studio location without the LED screen. So hopeful that the visual effects are going to live up to the Star Wars name when it comes to Andor. The only thing was that they pushed the show back from August 31st to September 21st. And it's just such a Star Wars thing to do at this point, where it just feels like they might not be ready, or they're rushing things again. So yeah, when I compare that to what Marvel did with their cinematic universe at San Diego Comic-Con this year, where they come out on stage and they talk about Phase 4, Phase 5, and Phase 6 going all the way into 2024, or even the end of 2024 into 2025. And I'm looking at Star Wars, and yeah, we know a few things that are in production now, but really the only thing that's been announced is that Mando Season 3 is going to come out in February, and I think Star Wars Visions is also going to be released in spring, but that's really as far as the release schedule goes for Star Wars. And then again, when you compare that to the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and, you know, they're looking at two and a half years in advance, and they have the graphics in the presentation where they have every month listed. And they say, okay, this show is going to come out in this month, that movie is going to come out in this month, and that movie is going to come out in that month, and so on and so on. It just shows how comfortable and how well planned out everything is over at Marvel. And then when we talk about toys, knowing two and a half years in advance what movies and TV shows will be released at what specific month or time, you can make plans But I'm wondering what plans can Hasbro make with Lucasfilm when they don't really even announce anything, or they announce things but then just cancel them left and right. So hopefully that's going to change. I have high hopes for D23 this year, because the one thing that I was hoping to get out of Star Wars Celebration was that we're going to get a clear vision going forward. And we didn't get that, right? We didn't get, okay, the Lando TV show is here, right? Acolyte is there. I mean, they didn't even talk about those, you know? All the info that we got about those kinds of shows was behind-the-scenes interviews, right? But there was nothing when they came out on stage. I'm also hoping that they are finally going to announce a new Star Wars movie with a specific date. Although at this point, I don't even know if that matters, right? If they can just go ahead and cancel it again. But I'm just hoping that, you know, they're going to come out on stage during D23 and give us a clear vision forward, more than just February of next year. So the question now is, what's ahead for our Star Wars action figure collectors? When can we expect the next reveals? And, you know, if they follow suit with what they've done for Mandalorian, for the Book of Boba Fett, and with the Bring Home the Bounty campaign, and for Kenobi as well, with Kenobi Wednesdays, we probably will see another Andor-type product reveal every week, I would imagine, which could be pretty exhausting considering that Andor is going to be 12 weeks. So getting product reveals and pre-orders again every single week, yeah, that gets pretty tiring after just a few weeks, quite honestly. So we'll have to wait and see, but it would not surprise me if StarWars.com makes an announcement in the coming days or weeks saying that some sort of campaign is coming. And if that's the case, we also know that that's, you know, one way to reveal new Star Wars action figures. So that's something to keep an eye out to see if they are going to announce something like that for Andor. Then also we know at the end of September we have Hasbro PulseCon, where they, of course, will reveal new Star Wars action figures. And that's on September 30th and October 1st. And then we'll just have to wait and see what's going to happen after that. But I think that we're still in that summer hole right now, but we should be getting out of it soon. So enjoy while it's quiet. The quiet before the storm, so to speak. So anyways, those were my predictions and all the news that I had to talk about for this episode of GFT. You can always catch me in the Galactic Figures community on Facebook. Of course, the website is being worked on every single day, so check out galacticfigures.com and follow on the regular Facebook fan page or the Instagram page for Galactic Figures. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you on the next one.
It's a wrap for this episode, but the next one is just around the corner, so make sure to subscribe. Meanwhile, have fun browsing over 4,000 Star Wars figures on galacticfigures.com, the Star Wars action figure database. The website helps you look up and identify Star Wars figures. Leave your own figure reviews in the comments, or check out photo galleries, figure info, news, press releases, or event coverage from New York Toy Fair and Star Wars celebrations. Thanks for listening. Check the links in the description, and remember to subscribe.